You're listening to The Last Word on Hockey with Jim Behringer, Coach Jay, and Mark Weiss on Northeast Streaming Sports.
Son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Hello everybody, welcome to a special Friday edition of Last Word on Hockey here live from Monroe. Mark Weiss behind the camera.
Woo-hoo!
Jim Behringer, Coach Jay, a special summer edition. We're not officially back yet. We're wrapping up the summer. Lots of interesting tidbits we want to talk about. We figured we'd get into it, especially today with the announcement that the National Hockey League and the NHLPA agreed to send their players back to the Winter Olympics to 2022 in Beijing.
But on an NHL ice.
And it's going to be on NHL ice. Here's a couple of caveats. The NHL and the NHLPA have an out clause if COVID gets worse and there's scheduling issues because of regular season games getting canceled because of COVID-19. So it's a jam-packed season with when they start. It'll be the All-Star break, then straight to the Olympics. Players have the ability to opt out of the season and the games, but if you opt out of the season, you're not eligible for the Olympics. So very interesting stuff here this week.
Very interesting stuff. I want to go back a couple of weeks, and I just want to, you know me, I love the hockey history. I wanted to say goodbye to Rod Gilbert.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was anyone called Mr. Ranger, it would have been Rod Gilbert. The guy, if you looked up the word class in the dictionary, you'd see his picture. This is a guy who, when John Ferguson and company took over the Rangers after the gag line era was over, and they pushed the guy out and they railroaded him and treated him like garbage, he never cried about it. He took it like a man, and he stayed with the organization, did so much in the way of community outreach. A guy who's a true Hall of Famer as a human being and as a hockey player. Number 7. We're going to miss you.
Yeah, we're going to miss you, Rod Gilbert. Yep. Great man.
Great play, great class act.
Always a classic, always great with the fans, great autographs, didn't matter.
Exactly.
I've met him a million times, great dude. Definitely a member of the Rangers organization that is definitely going to be missed. What are your thoughts here on the Olympics? I got a hard take on it. I just want to get your guys' thoughts on it.
You know where I'm going to go with this. If it's the Olympics, my heart always goes back to 1980.
Yeah.
Coach Jay and I, that's where we got our start. I mean, that's what got us so into hockey.
Making teams.
It opened it up for us American kids. Like, we actually thought, like, we can play this game, too. It's not just something we watch on TV. But I understand that the college kids are not going to be in it. I understand the reasons why. It's big money. It's the NHL. But come on, Jim. Can't we do it on the Olympic cake? Why do we have to go on the NHL sheet? These guys have so much talent. You put them on that big sheet of ice, it's the amazing game we would see that would blow my mind.
Yeah, but you go with that, but go back to 2014. It was the most boring Olympics ever played in men's hockey because Canada just went defensive the entire time.
I know.
And that's what they did.
You're right. Right about that.
I'm not a big fan of the pros being in the Olympics.
No.
I thought the most exciting Olympics outside of 1980, which I wasn't around for. I remember 92, the end of that 92 Olympics.
Was that Peter, the Dunham?
No, that was a Peter Forsberg.
That was Peter Forsberg. Was that the one Dunham was like got the Americans?
So, yeah,
at least gave us some interest.
But I go back even 2018. I really enjoyed those Olympics. You know why? Because I'm rooting for an upstart team in Germany to beat Russia that had like this firepower team, and I'm rooting for Germany. Look, I know why they're doing it. They want more exposure. They want money. Except what benefit has the National Hockey League ever gotten from going to the Olympics except guys getting hurt?
Exactly.
Guys getting hurt or embarrassing themselves with fire extinguishers.
Give it back. Give it back to the collegians. Let the collegians. That's what makes it a miracle. That's what makes it. They're playing against pros. And otherwise, it's just.
But that won't happen either again because you don't have that level of amateur who's in the Army anymore. But if it would just be like, if it could be under 22 or under 23 and guys who've never progressed past like junior hockey, I would love to watch that. Give those guys an option.
I would love to see it too, because it'd be great to see. It'd be so much fun.
The passion.
Look, I go back to 2014. The Americans went to a bronze medal game and completely decided to mail it in because they decided it was gold or bust.
Embarrassing.
It was just embarrassing. They've done well in the double IHF stage in the World Championships, the World Juniors, the women have done well. I'll watch more of the women's game than I will of the men's game, but it is hockey.
100%.
It's hockey after all, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm still not sold on this happening. I don't care if they have an agreement now. If COVID gets worse and it's in China and there's going to be restrictions worse in that playoff bubble, I wouldn't be surprised if the NHL pulls the trigger last minute and says they're not going.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, we have an NHL, full NHL season after 2 years, and everyone wants to see their guys playing for their teams not go over there and get hurt.
I go back to the World Cup of hockey in 96.
Yeah.
When they asked Messier, why weren't you playing all out? He goes, I'm not hitting and hurting Brian Leach. I want to win the Stanley Cup.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, look, why would you want to get hurt? Why would you risk it? And like Jay said, they just come off two shortened seasons because of COVID. They're going to go dark for 3 weeks.
No.
And God forbid someone, and not to mention, if no player's vaccinated, they can't go over. So, I mean, look, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. The lights went out on the players. That's too bad. It is 9 o'clock. But the show goes on because we're under the lights. Let's talk about your team, the Montreal Canadiens. They have an interesting dilemma on their hands with just Barry Kotkaniemi in the offer sheet by the Carolina Hurricanes.
So here's the deal on that one.
So 1 year.
Payback?
6.1 million. I think it's payback.
A little bit payback?
I mean, look, same exact quotes.
Yep.
Same exact stuff that went out. The $20 signing bonus. But unlike Aho's offer sheet where Carolina matched it right away, the Canadians have actually taken their time. It's Friday. It's going to be 7 days tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. The burger van looks like he might be thinking about letting him go and getting the picks.
Well, why would you? I mean, look.
That's a lot of money for a guy I don't think is worth that kind of money.
$6.1 million for what has he done? Nothing since his rookie year.
Nothing. I didn't think he was all that fantastic in the postseason either. I thought he was like a passenger. I didn't think he was in the driver's seat in any way, shape, or form.
To give him a one-year deal, come on.
But there's definitely
personal with doing that.
I mean, look, he has been in and out of the lineup between the coaching stats there. I've definitely seen his progression since he's come into the league, sure. But if I'm Bergevin, I'm taking the picks and I'm flipping it for a guy for like Christian Dvorak.
That's what I hear.
And I'm trying to find a center because Nick Suzuki's passed him by. And then if you have Dvorak, Suzuki, Paquette, and Evans, that's a fine foursome down the middle. And think about this now. Think about this. Yes, you have Weber going on LTIR and Byron, but Byron's going to come off and you're still going to have to move somebody. But it's not just $6 million this year. It's $6 million next year. So it's basically 2 years, $12 million for this kid, who's not worth it.
He's not worth it. I think Carolina overplayed their hand. I think that FU moment of payback, you know, because of the contract they signed 2 years ago, you know, and that caused them to, like, you know, take a huge cap hit that they didn't want to spend, that they thought they were going to hold the guy over a barrel. I mean, kudos to the Canadians for doing it, because at least it showed that the RFA process isn't a hoax, that it's not just like, well, you're a free agent, but you're really not one. So I give them credit for that, but more importantly, I think it's the right move. Let him go. Dvorak would be a good signing.
I think $4.5 million through 2025, and he's 25 years old.
Yep.
And he's been a more productive player than Kotkaniemi.
I agree.
And then Carolina is in a hole up against the cap anyway. So, you know what? I think it's a good move to just let him walk away.
I mean, I wrote
about it on Full Press Hockey saying Bergevin has one option. Just let him walk away.
Well, you know the numbers. So let's look at the cap money that comes away.
Who?
They got his cap, that cap money. You got the money that you lose because Weber, you don't have to count him toward the cap.
But he's on LTIR.
But that's what I'm saying. That money, you can be spending. Yeah. You can spend that money now. And then you got the money
from Byron.
And then you also have the money from Perry that they didn't resign.
Well, that washes out because that was a one and done. Because they signed everybody else. But you're not going to eat up half of Weber's salary with Kotkaniemi because you have to pay him again next year.
He's not that caliber of guy that should get that money.
Look, I know from a Canadian standpoint, from a fan standpoint, you lose Deneau and Kotkaniemi in the same year, but if you replace him with Dvorak, I think that's fine. I think this is the best option for Montreal from there.
And then if they match him, they can't trade him.
Plus you got Kyle DeCaulfield.
And Suzuki's coming up. And all these guys are coming up. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. final item on the docket. You guys can handle it, but I'll say my piece on it. Henrik Lundqvist, congratulations on a great career. Number 30, he's going to go to the Raptors and Madison Square Garden this year. Shame it didn't end on his terms with the heart ailment. But you know what? One of the best players to play for the Rangers, one of the best goalies ever.
Greatest goalie to not win a cup?
I think so right now.
Unless,
Price doesn't
win. Price still has a shot.
Price still has a shot, so we can't count him in the mix.
Both guys won gold medals, so I mean...
Yeah, but still never won a cup.
For the Rangers to do what they're not doing, the way they're doing it, is showing some class.
Think
the
about
way it ended, the way he went to Washington, the way whatever is all done.
You know what?
Lundqvist's health, his heart, and everything, and just being alive, and he's into the whole moment, and he's happy about it. It's a nice way to fix a marriage.
But here's the deal.
The Rangers.
When his number goes to the Raptors, everyone's going to say that's the only team he ever played for. It doesn't matter that he signed with Washington.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He never suited up in a real game if they played 1 minute for Washington. So as far as I'm concerned, lifetime Ranger.
Yeah, absolutely. Lifetime Ranger. I think it's best that he didn't play for Washington.
Yeah.
I just think it was better off.
That was a bad mixed team for him, even if it was healthy.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean,
it's not like in football where you had to sign a one-day deal.
No.
A one-day Ranger day, then retire.
No, he retired. You know. So, I think all class to him, you know, great stuff what the Rangers have done for him.
He'll be part of the team community.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
He's not going away.
Him and
his
Adam
wife
Graves,
loves living in the city.
Graves, Lee,
yeah, she never wanted to leave the city.
That's one thing they do a good job with the alumni.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, look, going up 30 is going to go up. And, you know, with the Rangers, they have a good, I guess they're in good hands, which is
like Sorokin signed 4 years for $4 million, which I think is a great, it's going to be a steal for the Islanders. To get him 4 years, $4 million a year.
Well, they're on the sign.
Sorokin signed for 6.5 for four, I think is also a great deal. Not under a 7-8 year umbrella to prove themselves in what's going to be a playoff run now for the Rangers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Shesterkin's got a good deal. Sorokin, and Jay mentioned it, the New York Islanders made some noise this week. September 1st when the calendar flipped.
Parisi.
Lou decides to sign.
Lou dips back into the past.
Well, Lou makes things official. Cizikas at 2.5 over 6 years.
Then not a shock.
Then he gets Beauvillier
at not a shock.
3 years at four. Sorokin, 3 years at four. Palmieri, 4 years at five. So
they freed money up because of Kraken. Took what's his name in the expansion draft.
Everly.
So.
And then they're gonna sign Parisi, make that official. They just have to move a couple players out. So the Islanders are looking to bring back the band, and they are close to lifting a Stanley Cup once again. Because
I think they think the champs took a step or two back.
I think so too.
So the cap might hit the champs.
But in that Metro division, I'm putting the Islanders in the playoffs right now, and that's the only team I'm putting in the playoffs right now.
It's a crapshoot division.
Yeah, and I'm gonna put it out here right now. It's Rangers making the playoffs this year.
It's the end of the rebuild. The rebuild was over.
Yeah, I know.
The rebuild was over the minute they made the moves of firing JD and Gordon and they started and they changed coaches. This is a win now team now.
This is a win now team. I've said it. We said it on this program. It's on Dolan. It's not on Drury. It's on Dolan. It's playoffs or bust for this team. And if they don't make the playoffs, James Dolan looks like an idiot because the process was going
well. That's not a revelation.
No, it's not a revelation.
Think about what he did to the Knicks for 20 years.
So look what Lou's doing, bringing guys in that he knows.
He brings the band back.
Well, and he's bringing back the band together, and he gets guys in at his prices.
What about Kyle?
What?
Palmieri.
5 years.
Yeah. 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
He raised his game in the playoffs, so he earned his...
Devil's East. You know what?
New building.
The Islanders know what they're doing. They're building a great team there. You have Barry Trotz with Amarillo. They have a good 1-2 in Varlamov, Sorokin. They'll be fine. And they just got to move a couple pieces out, and they'll be under the cap. And look, the Islanders...
They'll get some veterans who want to take a little bit less to be in the mix,
exactly,
which is important.
Like Tampa Bay did. And there'll be some cap dynamics. We will do LTIR and all this stuff. Johnny Boychuk will go on LTIR.
Yeah, absolutely.
Komarov may be bought out. So they have a lot of money to play with. So, and they'll go from there.
Here's the key thing for them, though. You know what the key is. New building. And they're going to be on an extended road trip in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, through November.
They go 500 for that road trip. And with all those home games afterward, they might just have the key to the division right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Islanders are going to be a fun team to watch. I can't wait for the season. Training camps begin shortly and preseason at the end of the month. But everybody, thanks for tuning in for tonight. Live from Monroe. Enjoy your college football weekend. Enjoy your holiday weekend. And we'll talk to you real, real soon. I'm Jim Berenger. This is Coach J. Mark Weiss. Have a good night, everybody. Stay safe out there.
Take care.